Scott, big flagon of champagne in your hand, man of the match. Pleased with how things have worked out today, and more importantly, Durham still alive on three fronts.
Yeah, I thought it was a great win against a very strong Yorkshire side who's in a bit of form in this comp. But I thought we batted very well up to get up towards sort of 280, which was probably above par. I thought the wicket was a bit too pace, a bit stoppy, especially facing, I think, their seamers. I thought Patterson and Plunkett bowled well in the middle, and it was quite hard to force. And so I knew that if we got up towards sort of 260, and obviously we got 280, it was sort of a good score, and I knew that if we bowl well, we'll have a chance.
Half century for you, you got up into the 80s, and a nice half century for Michael Richardson later on as well. Adding 97 in the last 10 overs was crucial, because that proved to be the difference in the end, didn't it? And in the last 13 overs, I think it was, there was only something like two boundaries from Yorkshire. They just got bogged down in that period when you were scoring runs.
Yeah, I think the way we bowled in the last 10 was crucial. I thought it was still a wicked way you could sort of bowl the ball in the wicket rather than going the old conventional Yorkers and slow balls. I thought Benny and Woody did that. The ball still bowled hard length. But I thought the way we batted it towards the last 10, like you say, was brilliant. And I think the platform we let sort of them guys do it. I think the same at South North, win against Birmingham, where we set that platform and a couple of guys at the top got in. It makes the guys like Ryan Pringle and Collie and Stewie Pointer, it makes those guys sort of their jobs easier. So that's the plan, especially today on that wicket.
Let's talk about Mark Wood. I mean, there was one delivery where he was bowling 91.1 miles an hour and he hit David Willey in the head and his helmet more or less just disintegrated. And then there's another one where he hit Tim Bresnan's bat with such force the bat was ripped out of his hand and his glove came off as well. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No, obviously Woody's world class. I mean, you've shown that today. But not just with his skills, but obviously like your pace is a massive asset to have, especially one day cricket. That allows guys to be really aggressive, and the way he bowls is fantastic, and he gets guys jumping around even in one day cricket. So to have him back is fantastic, but I don't think we'll have him too much longer, because he is a world class bowler and he deserves to be playing international cricket.
Last Sunday night, coming back from Northants, doom and gloom. You'd had a few bad days after the win against Lancashire and Southport. Last few days have been excellent from a Durham point of view. You've got through in the 2020, you've got 8 points now. If you get another point tomorrow in Lancashire, probably out the group in this one as well.
Yeah, hopefully. Like I say, it's been a good couple of days. Obviously Friday night was massive for us to get through. We snuck in the fourth place, and I think we're Gloucester away on the 10th of August. So it's once you get through, it's who's good enough on the day. And I think going back in 2014 when we won the comp, we started slowly.
Slow burners, weren't you then as
well? Yeah, exactly. So we snuck in then as well, and we got that away tie. And funny enough, we beat Yorkshire in the quarters. Like we say, we're full of confidence at the moment, and hopefully we can have a good win tomorrow and continue.
You're off down to Lancashire tonight?
Yeah, travel pretty much straight away, yeah.
You could be away for 2.5 weeks now. You've got Taunton as well, Bristol, yeah. then London at Lords.
Yeah, we're busy, but I think you've just got to enjoy it. You've got to crack on and sort of keep winning, try to win games.